It's what the hell?
Chazbot has been kicking massive ass. This whole IRC.
Holy Christ for the mic! It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show. It's Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Ranch Radio Channel, and the Dell Net server. And now, here's Private Drexel!
Forget about punctuation. What the hell is that?
We just lost this.
Hello.
Are we on?
Hello, hello, hello.
We're watching.
Say something interesting and tonight.
Live. I don't believe it. How did we survive this?
This is the second show of of the year 2000. Unfortunately, the last one didn't really happen.
Nope.
But it happened enough to count as a show, didn't it? Were you on air?
No.
How does the show?
Not at all.
This is the first show of the new
first millennium. Show of the new millennium. Everything's up and running.
And it's like our one-year anniversary.
Yes, it is.
It is.
And we have a whole bunch of people here.
What day is it today? What day is it?
Today is the 9th, which is past our one-year anniversary, but what the hell.
After, but that's okay.
One year ago today.
It's not actually the new millennium yet.
Oh, shut up.
No, it isn't the new millennium, but whatever.
It's a year
all the numbers changed, and that was kind of neat.
It's a nice round number this year.
Well, let's put it
this
way. I've said this argument before. They've been celebrating it on the rollover of the 0 year since the 17th century.
And they've been doing it wrong since the 17th century. Thanks for coming out.
I'd like to give a quick hello to our very special friend Gloom Bunny, who is my favorite listener.
Gloom Bunny's back.
Yay! And Lieutenant Major Zombie. Yeah. We missed you, man.
Yeah, actually Lieutenant Major Zombie is my most hated. Gloom Bunny is my favorite. Why? Because I harassed Gloom Bunny Fight Club style and she just still stuck around and thinks I'm cool. So I think Gloom Bunny rocks hard. Gloom Bunny, you're the best.
Definitely thumbs up for her.
And you're somewhere down in Texas.
Do not visit us.
You're in Seattle.
She's in Seattle now.
She's very close to us.
Are you living in Seattle now?
She's visiting her friend.
Oh, she's visiting a friend.
Yep.
Actually,
and shoot stop signs?
Lieutenant Major Zombie, why don't you give us
shoot
your ASL and we'll send Gloom Bunny to come shoot your ass.
Gloom Bunny. Do as we say. Obey. Obey.
Listen to the power of my voice.
Kill Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I think we're going to play some really, really, really old promos.
All right.
Like introducing our old shows.
All right.
Just to show how they were back
but
then.
But the thing is, they didn't suck, though.
No, they didn't suck.
They were good. They're like the first What the Hell promo was the best one ever.
Was it?
But
I don't think so. I don't think so.
This has been like a two-week hiatus. A lot has gone on. Should we be going into promos right now, or should we talk about...
I think we'll deal with the anniversary first.
We'll
start with the anniversary, then we'll go into what happened.
Start with a couple of the old promos.
That's because you don't remember any of it.
Nostalgia has no...
You're too young.
Nostalgia is weak. Nostalgia is the fluff.
That's right.
The first promo we did for the What the Hell Show lasted exactly 3 days.
Yeah.
Because we did it for... the first week, and in the first week, I
we
was
were
on every night.
Yep, every night.
Every night for 4 days. And then
crazy.
I think we did the promo and it lasted for like 2 days or something, and then it was out of date because we decided
not
to
doing it
week.
Every night.
I wasn't going to sit there talking to nobody
now,
every
time,
night of the
what
week.
Time of night did we do it at?
It started at
11?
11, I think. And I had to get up at 6.
It's 11 Pacific time.
No, I had to get up at 5:30.
5:30, so you went to bed at midnight. You ran from your computer and rushed right into bed.
Something like
that. Yeah. And I did my show before that. Our shows were not together as they are now in 2 hours.
I used to have a show then, too.
Your show was called State of the Station.
State of the Station, that's and right. I'm going to...
My show was a week. I put a lot of work into my show.
You did.
I put a lot of work
into
my show.
I know. I used to watch you do it.
Here's... I don't know. Yeah, we're going to play that, too. Here, I don't know which promo is which, but here's two early What the Hell promos.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Drexel, the guy who just won't shut up. And here he is, Drexel.
What the Hell? Make sure you're listening 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sunday to Thursday, as Drexel becomes frustrated with the universe. Check www.rantradio.com. Yeah, what he said. For more info about Rant Radio and me, the star of the station. What the hell? You're listening to this crap.
No. I'm going to do mine.
Okay. When we made that... I couldn't say www. Like, I still can't. But I couldn't say www.rentradio.com, so I made Sumerian say it.
Why can't you say it?
I could say, I can't say www.
Into the mic.
Three times fast.
www.
He can't say it. You can't.
Because you have
right?
to, no, you have to.
Into the mic.
You have to say W incorrectly. You can't say W, you have to say www.
I heard
radio.
That. I was reading through, like, what was it, that sort of the jargon file, and I think somebody was saying they use shorthand, they just say wibble.
Oh, that's the worst. Dub, dub, dub.
Dub, 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 dub. Rentradio.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa,
there's
whoa,
so
whoa.
Many dumb ones.
Whoa.
I think dub dub dub's awesome.
That's okay. The best of the worst.
You have your moments.
Rant
Radio.
Dot
com.
I think
not
we should
get
rid of the whole www.
At least I can see that you gave me some moments.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. What does www actually mean?
World Wide Web.
Okay. Which means like most of the machines don't exactly have Gopher servers anymore.
That's right.
I really think they should get rid of this obsolete convention.
What are? Oh,
Dak, you Luddite, where have you been?
Hiding from all of you.
Dak is the last of the Luddites, actually. He's our token Luddite. We sponsored him on UNICEF with that fat bitch. Who's not as fat as I am.
Everybody else here is evolved except one.
Thank God.
If everyone in the sound of my voice just could give some of their bandwidth, the price of a JPEG of a cup of coffee, you can educate one poor Luddite son of a bitch.
And so we adopted him. You know. He ate most of the other kids in the ad, so we said, fuck him. He's a strong one, he can come with us.
Actually, I was looking for mail order brides from Russia, but man, did I get ripped off.
Yeah, free mustache rides from the Dexter. Okay.
Oh.
Danger.
Oh, Sean getting hit from Dark One Wife.
That's one hit so far, then, eh?
Yeah. Actually,
I don't think you'd beat the other show.
No, the other show was brutal. When I was making fun of helmet heads. That was bad. Special vest for me.
I don't think I'm ever going to get over the line, great, just what I've always wanted to see, a pair of helmet heads humping.
That's just brutal, eh?
Oh, it was nasty. And my show is called State of the Station, and I just basically talked about the station. Ooh, exciting.
It was exciting.
It was a thriller ride.
And all the DJs listened, because that's basically what it was for, is because we had a lot of DJs. At one point, we had 30 different shows on the station, and it was driving me crazy. These people were fighting with each other, and they never showed up for their shows, so I said, fuck it, they're all gone.
I know.
All of them, and they will never return.
I've actually wanted to do my show individually. But Sim has said no. So everyone who wants to listen to my show, it's Sim's fault.
Hey, if he wants to come and talk about cool tech, he can come to this show.
That's true.
Why not?
Yeah, that's true. I could do it
once a week. Come to the show, whatever.
I can make it a feature. Yeah, I can make it a feature.
Cool tech, talk about the one this week.
Actually, I've got the one this week, too.
Yeah, you know all about it.
Okay, well, we'll factor
that
in later.
Yeah, of course.
We'll factor that in later.
So here's my intro. It's called State of the Station. And that's a play on words on a New Order song.
Very clever. That was clever. Did you get that?
But
once again, it's Sunday night and it's time for State of the Station with Rant Radio Station Manager Sumerian. Call in now at 533-9191 if you're local to Vancouver, British Columbia. Or feel free to call on your dime at 1-604-533-9191.
Wait, what?
Sean K, the man here, had some shows too in the early stages of the station.
The reason it was called, well, obviously, was that little play on words, as you said, but it was State of the Station because.
What's the state of the station this
week? That's what it was about, was.
The station?
The state of the station. Because it was, at the time, that's when the station was all brand new and la 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 la.
We didn't know for
And there was new DJs every day and DJs leaving every day.
Can you actually believe, guys? Think about this. This shit's been going on for a year.
I can't believe
I'm amazing.
How the fuck did I waste a year of my life?
Never mind that.
We got it all on tape.
How the fuck did I not go to jail? The shit I have said over the air.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, my God. Like, Drex makes a lot of statements, but holy cow, man. If they were going to throw someone in jail, they would gun for my ass in a big way. I mean, even you got to give me that. Like, holy cow, some of the comments I made on my show and stuff, shaving down 2x4s to beat up pedophiles.
They can't do that, though. They can't throw you in jail for your opinion.
Actually, they threw a guy in Toronto in jail.
Can, but can. They're not allowed to.
Yeah, but they did.
They did.
I have to make a comment about that one-year thing. You can't believe it's been a year? I can't believe it's only been a year.
Only?
It seems like
longer?
A hell of a lot longer
it
to me.
It sort of does, actually. Well, if I think back when it started, it seems like forever.
Drex, that's just because the amount of time we've actually spent together just seems to make everything a lot longer.
Yeah. If you didn't fight so much, it'd go a lot more smooth.
You want the show to go smooth?
Fuck no.
It's the What the Hell Show.
It's a bumpy ride.
It's like marriage. It tends to be more fun at times.
We should go around the room, actually.
Yeah, so before we get into the intro.
Rewind this. This is crazy. And somebody can say hi to all the people on the IRC while I do this.
Who the hell's all on the IRC?
I see one new person. That's cool.
Beef Ravioli?
Beef Ravioli.
Yum.
Ooh, Nikki Head. This must be Gloom Bunny's friend. Hello, Nikki Head.
Hello, Nikki Head.
You're automatically cool by association. Simply because you hang with Gloom Bunny. Because Gloom Bunny rocks. Gloom Bunny, Nick, we need some acid because I can get the feed that sucks goat balls.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I was just going to say, after reading that, wow, you need some acid.
So
your feed
we have,
sucks goat balls.
Dak?
Yes, Dak. Hello.
And we've got Sean the fucking man.
Hey, I'm the fat guy. Notice the bare naked ladies attire tonight.
And behind him hidden is the dark one.
Hello.
That's right.
Lieutenant Ranger Zombie?
Sean, never mind. Can't see past you.
And then we got the chicken.
Chin out of the way. I realized this last 2 weeks that I'm actually a freaking psychopath and I need help. More on that later.
Okay, wait. In the last 2 weeks, how old are you, right? I mean, chicken?
I'm turning 24.
You're turning 24, so you've had nearly 24 years to figure this out.
Oh, no.
And nearly in the last 2 years, you figured out that you're a psychopath.
I saw myself on tape, and I am a freaking psychopath. And I don't ever want to change.
We have projectile vomit man.
That's plenty. Thanks for coming out.
Yummy. Give me a spoon.
Hey, who are you shooting at? I can't see the
little. Hey, Kurt.
Girl on the left.
Okay, we got the girl on the left.
There you go, Lieutenant Major Zombie. You can start frothing it.
What's that?
Who what?
Say again.
Hey, Bert, I thought you guys were coming.
Oh, Helena. No, Helion. Yeah.
What?
Helion has one. Thought he was coming. Helen Handbasket. Helen Highwater. Pick one. I don't know.
Sounds like Helion.
Helen hath no fury.
I'm Anki. Love me. Love me. More me. Me. More me.
Unfortunately,
love me more
there's not enough room for you because there's me. And then there's the bitch. The bitch. It's the bitch. Say hello.
Hi.
Thank you, good sir.
Do you want that to be your online name?
Sure.
She got it for Christmas.
So what do we refer to her as?
That's the bitch.
The bitch.
And this is me.
Works for me.
The artist and IRC are formerly known as Gentle G. I am in the process of changing my name. I just need the graphics to come through. I'm waiting for the graphics.
You're waiting for the graphics to change your name.
You need to. You can officially change on a Rant Radio tonight because they can't see shit.
Back away.
Wait a second. Does that mean if somebody sends you the wrong JPEG, your name could turn into Hot Sexy Babe? Like,
and then there's me. The star of the station.
Yeah, right. Kate, whatever.
Thanks for
guest 23887 is now known as Bert, who I've known longer than. Jesus.
You've
forever.
Not?
Yeah, not tonight. Okay, Bert, I'm let down.
And we have Sumerian, but he's not saying hi loudly enough for anyone to hear.
Hello.
Hi. That the webcam is once again on the fritz?
It's not on the fritz.
It's not on the fritz, shut up.
Crack smokers.
Crack smokers.
Because there's too many people.
How many people are on there?
Like, I don't know.
Okay, so we're so successful, it's not working.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Wow, those are the kind of problems we'd like more of.
Yeah, I'll have to increase it to 25 people looking at the webcam.
Could you time out their wait cycle for a little quicker, too?
Oh, yeah, I could. Well, look, There's not that many people. It's just that everyone's looking at the webcam.
Oh. They all want to see.
If you want to see the webcam, go to www.rantradio.com and click on webcam.
Bert is now known as Bert Kirk. Bert, stop changing your name.
Okay, hey, what the hell? Any new rants this week? Critical S.
Oh, wow.
The worshiper of Sean Kay.
Critical S, you slay.
No, because he hasn't come over and edited them.
That's
edited them.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Here we go.
Don't tell me about it. We played one.
You want a rant? You want a rant? I'll give you a rant right here. You know what pisses me off? Here's my new rant for this week. What pisses me off this week is the fact that when people get chicks in their life, you know, you have things going on with you, and you got chicks in your life, and your buddy's there, and you're going like, yeah, man, we're going to do our band. It's going to be cool. We're going to have chicks and all that sort of stuff, and we're going to be getting. But lo and behold, they go to one show, they get a chick, and boom, they're gone. What happened to, what happened to Sim? Oh, the women got him. Oh, fuck.
Took him away.
There goes. So if anything, fucking people sit there and they go like, oh, well, if you start, you know, your friends start dating a woman, assume them to be fucking dead. Because they're gone. That's it. They're gone. You notice that. You sit there and you see these guys, and they're all cool, and they're like, yeah, man, damn with the chicks, those fucking bitches. Man, I'm never going to say it's bros before hoes, man. Bros before hoes. Yeah, and then they come along, and there was... from 30 feet away, Indiana Jones looking like a pussy. Fucking large and in charge. And then it's all, oh, not my fault. You didn't come over and edit. I had all the time to go. You didn't just come over and edit. Well, if I could have had any kind of communion with you, like a phone call or something, shit. Sim's been gone so long, you couldn't find the fucking guy with a bloodhound and a Ouija board, okay? Fucking guy's gone, man. He's like, you dig him up. Oh, it's Jimmy Alpha. And Sumerian. What a fucking shock. And my rant's right next to the Holy Grail, so fuck you.
I have no retort because the webpage has not been updated.
I'll retort for you. That was Voices from the Grave, the first guy here to get married, who for the first 6 months after being married was more isolationist than the
states
during the 40s. So don't call the fucking kettle black.
Yeah, but that's because I don't like you.
You fucking love me.
Hey, guess what I saw?
What'd you see?
The other day, when I was working. I went into Digital Pioneer.
Where's that?
That's just a place I deliver to.
Okay.
That's just a place I deliver to. But I'm saying their name because
they're Digital Pioneer.
And guess what they had displayed proudly on their wall?
Free advertising.
What? A big poster of a photo parking meter. Yes, that's right. The photo parking meter. Not only does it take a picture of your car and immediately give you a ticket if you don't put some money, but when you drive away, it erases, it zeros your time. So say you put in 2 hours and you come back 15 minutes later and you've got an hour and 45 minutes.
You want to be nice to the next person.
Okay. The next person can't even use it.
Well, I've got a really good idea.
And guess what? I'm a courier. Guess how many times I park at a meter every day.
Wow.
For 12 seconds or, you know, case 60 seconds. And don't pay anything.
Fun with duct tape for $1,000.
Baseball bat for...
No, duct tape.
$1.
Oh, there's the little lens.
Have you ever seen...
oh, you're fucked.
Have you ever seen those pipe cutters? You just kind of put them on the...
Oh, you mean like in Cool Man Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would seriously suggest basically buying one of those.
Acid etch for glass actually would do wonderfully. Because
it
would still work.
Or
you know the
photograph of a car you don't like.
Yeah.
And tape it over there.
Photograph of a car you don't like.
The man is trying to control us again. you're talking about the government.
Again?
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I thought you were talking about
Sean Kay, the man.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Let's play those.
I don't think they're going to use it here. They're probably building them to ship to the States.
Here's some Sean Kennedy intros.
Oh, my God. How much Jerry Springer?
That Sean Kennedy
I'm kind
had
of annoyed
a,
that nobody had anything else to say about that.
I
was shocked.
It sucks.
I was shocked.
We
I'm all for it.
We all agreed with you. What do you want?
You have to have somebody against it.
It sucks for you, man.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Well, it doesn't.
You have to bring up something controversial that everybody has different opinions on. Who in here would want a photo parking meter?
I want one in the middle of my fucking room.
You're here too long. Get the hell out of my house.
Go home.
The minute it hits.
The minute it hits, I'm going to, like, show up downtown, and I'm going to rip the parking meter off, and I will have it there, and people can hang shit on it. Or, but you can just go and you can buy that spray that you spray on your license plate that makes it reflective. So go ahead.
Oh, I'll be getting that for the old Loomis man. Oh, yeah, baby.
You can get there's a spray you can buy. You can get it from spy stores. If you're looking for a place to get it, you can get it at
Oh, my God. Stop. You can backtrap, my friend. Spy versus spy. Please say www.
Shut the fuck up. It's you can get it's a spray. It's not a pump spray. You spray it on your license plate, and photographs can't be taken because it fucks with the light when it takes the flash and reflects it everywhere. So this is why people are saying, like, oh, Big Brother, you're getting more technological. The more technological, as I spit all over the microphone, the more technological that people get, the easier they are to hack. Like, they're talking about, you know, if you were checking Slashdot, they had a thing on GPS transmitter receivers the size of a dime that ran off your muscles that would send and receive information. That would send and receive information of your location and security status. And this is called Big Brother Inside, was the name of the article. But the only thing that people aren't thinking about is how easy is that to fuck, okay? You could grab some guy who's a corporate executive, kick the living shit out of him, cut his little transceiver up with a handheld metal detector, strip that right out of the side of his body, and bang, you're that guy. All you'd have to do is have a step-down transformer so that it would take power from an independent power source. Correct,
but this thing allows people to track you, right?
Yes, but the thing is...
But what if they find this guy all beat up and they go, okay, where'd he go? Oh, yes, there he is!
But it would take a while. Beat up. It would take a while for them to find him, and you've got, what, 2, 3, 4 hours in which to gain access, fuck shit up, change records.
But what if it couldn't have, say, a break in your pulse? A split-second break in the pulse? Oh... Something happened there.
They are talking about using it for medical usages, as in, beep, buddy, flat lines. They can get GPS coordinates on them. I'm just saying that the more technological people get with, like, the photo radar and whatnot, the easier they are to fuck up. The more pipes, easier clog. That's my only point. So I think that actually technological advancements where people are going, for the Luddites, people who don't listen to Rant Radio, go, oh, well, I guess we're fucked. They'll take photos of us. And for the rest of us, we'll sit back and go, great, how easily can we fuck this shit up? Because that's a camera that uses digital media. A cheap video camera for free. Pardon me while I cut this video camera off of this parking meter, take home, and hack shit with the video camera. Or take your electromagnet, go, oh, look, your digital parking meter is fucked. Or we could
the little chips you're talking about that can track people. I was going to say that'd be good for say pedophiles and rapists, but then I remember, no, if we're going to go to extremes, we'll just shoot them.
Considering this is a mass market product, I wonder what OS they use.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, blue screen. It looks like half of North America died.
Oh,
that's
well.
Bad.
Yep. Reboot.
In any case.
Sean had a show. Tell us about what your show was.
I had a show, and I was inspired by Jello Biafra. Anybody wants to listen to someone who really knows how to rant rather than my sorry shit, you should listen to Jello because he kicks monster ass. And we got a chance to talk to him live and tell him that, which was very, very fucking cool. But anyway.
It was about, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, that was very, very cool. Anyway, so my show is, talking about the Rwandan crisis. That was the first time Chicken was on Rant Radio, actually. He came on my show and he talked about the puppy... Yeah, but that was the first time you were on Rant Radio, was on my show.
Yes.
That's right. So Chicken was originally on my show, and then we...
Those weren't recorded, were they? Those ones with Chicken on?
Yeah, they were recorded. They were...
Do you have recordings of those ones?
Chazbot, that's awesome. Stick that microcontroller inside of a fish or some kind of animal, and watch the government just go shit on. Well, according to this, our executive somewhere in the deep Pacific...
drowning.
I don't fucking know.
He must have taken a boat.
General protection fold at Mike Smith.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on here. According to this, he's in Safeway.
The subject appears to be urinating on a fire hydrant.
Very strange. Very strange. Anyway, so my show was basically that, and that's where I had the AWOL bang, which was a big hit. And we might actually do some rants of that in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea for 2000 for the What the Hell show is, on top of Tech Talk, I might actually just do a live rant. Just come by, pick a topic, do a live rant.
Sure, it's all archived.
Like what you just did.
So let us know if you want me to do live rants.
What do you think? What do you think they're going to say?
Do you want live rants?
They're going to say no. They don't like it.
They might say suck my ass. They could say suck my ass. They might say fuck you. You're a moron.
I'm going to do it anyway.
We've been trying to do this intro for like this old.
All right, anyway,
like
so this was my show. This was my show, and I miss it, and I'd like to do it again.
So here's three of them.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Here's the thing. The people in black hats standing on the roof are your death threats.
Remain calm.
Max, the control images.
Stay in your home.
Max, the control.
The number one enemy of progress is questions. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. National security is more important than individual will.
Welcome to Mindset, the most twisted, deranged stories on the internet, brought to you to destroy your mind, corrupt your world, and show you where the madness has gone.
Like, it was cool for a bit, but I just, I mean, I'm in the army, and but I'm sitting there playing this in the barracks, and I'm going, wow, they're going to think that I'm crazy. It just goes on a little while. I like the chanting and the screams, I think.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
That son of a bitch doesn't have one natural bone left in his body.
Not a robot. Cyborg. Cybernetic organism.
Input. Wet blood. I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. 160 if I use a dump. I have to dump a chunk of long-term memory. My childhood.
He's a cyborg, you idiot. He recorded every word you said. His memory is admissible as evidence.
I've never met anyone who wants you to be a boy.
That motherfucker got God technology ass back.
Cyberline
system is
model 101.
You now have 15 seconds to acquire. Let's kill anybody. Someone who gets to keep his body
full of animals. And you are not using my lab to put that kind of a brain into my cyborg. Information overload! All the electronics around you poisoning the airwaves! Technological fucking civilization! But we still have all this shit! Because we can't live without it.
Henry Rollins. Love the man.
Henry
Rollins.
Just love
him. Who? Who?
Oh. Yeah, he's still there. You didn't take him down.
Damn. Who?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
No. You can't kick him permanently.
No, we're not kicking him. He's just messing with his computer.
play the Nine Inch Nails Maiden rant is what Gloom Bunny's saying, and she hasn't been on a while, so I say we do that one.
We'll grace her with it. Okay.
Yes.
Play the Nine Inch Nails rant. For you. I guess Gloom Bunny likes NIN so
a lot.
Yeah, she's like the NIN. She's
that's where we picked her up when we did the Nine Inch Nails
weekend.
Nine Inch Nails tribute weekend.
Actually, I was talking to Trent Reznor just the other day, and he was saying that Gloom Bunny is the biggest fan. Is the biggest fan, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually got a poster of Gloom Bunny that he took off of our site.
Yep.
He photo-captured it, and he keeps it. And
I think he's doing a song about her in the next album.
I think so, yeah. So if he talks about like some twisted woman on the next album, it's Gloom Bunny.
It's you.
Gee,
yeah.
What's the chance of that?
No. I haven't heard of it. Talk to Trent. I'm here to talk.
Phone him up. Here's the phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, just for Gloom Bunny, here's Sean K. ranting.
It's Sean Kennedy on Rand Radio!
So I made a really bad mistake the other day. I actually turned on my regular radio.
It just got
Man, that really hurt. My eyes were watering for 20 minutes after I managed to smash the thing so I would never actually turn it on again. What it was I turned on and it was New Kids on the Block. No, wait. It was Backstreet Boys. No, wait. It was the Spice Girls. No, wait. It was another pre-digested clump of inanimate matter that they formed into a group of people who sang a bad piece of harmony on some kind of a beat, which has been ripped off 7 times, while 3 of them smile, 1 of them looks pouty, and the last one just kind of is really expressive and tortured. Okay, well, we need to stop this now. We need to make sure that this will never happen again. I am sick to death of the Backstreet Boys. I am sick to death of these corporate rock stars that are created. It makes me insane, so there's only one answer. There's only one solution out there. We need to find real music fans. And what I define real music fans are is the kind of music fans that are just insane, mad music fans. Like music fans that are actually just manic as all hell. The craziest music fans. And in my experience, there are two music fans which are crazier than any other group. The first bunch are Nine Inch Nails fans. Nine Inch Nails fans are crazier than Shithouse Rats, the whole fucking lot of them. They all sit around and they, like, watch the Broken video time and time again and call it brilliant, which it's, you know, very disturbed shit. Anybody who watches that more than 5 times should seriously probably seek medical therapy. And the other group, other Nine Inch Nails fans, is, of course, Iron Maiden fans, because Iron Maiden fans are a fucking army in Europe, okay? They will, like, come to your home with axes and shit and cut your body in half, and they will, like, make weird little kind of sound, and then they'll, like, totally rock your world. So what we need an alliance, a part-time treaty between the Nine Inch Nails fans and the Iron Maiden fans to go out there and just cleanse, just fucking spiritually cleanse the music scene. We will kill the Spice Girls, kill the Backstreet Boys, and make an example, make a solid example, so the music industry will never try to cram Britney Spears or any of these fucking people down our throats ever again, because they know that we've got the allied armada of Nine Inch Iron Maiden together, and we will destroy the music industry if they ever try to subject us to that shit again. And if that doesn't work, we'll throw some Korn and Limp Bizkit in there just for good measure.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
The use of the following drugs are not recommended during the audio enjoyment of Rant Radio. Acid, heroin, uppers, downers, blow, marijuana, crack, PCP, ice, amphetamines, heroin, opiate, caffeine, speed, cocaine, clothes sniffing, gas huffing, and smelling dirty underwear.
They're not recommended, but they help.
I have one thing to say about Sean's rant. If we're going to kill the Spice Girls, can I have Ginger Spice?
She's not a Spice Girl anymore. Enough of that. All right, no more bullshit with
redheads.
No more bullshit with rants. No more nothing. We were gone a week ago.
Yes.
We got to explain to everybody why, because we had some of us had a really good time. Others froze their little blonde nuts off.
Well, I had a really good time, but I was cold the first night.
You had icicles off your bag, okay?
Very, very true. I did not sleep the whole night.
Well, yeah.
8 hours of shivering.
That's right. You look like you're having, like, a grand mal seizure.
That reminds me of when I was in Scouts.
Yeah.
And we went camping. And all I had was my little summer sleeping bag.
You'd be great.
Did you get a Tauntaun and survive in it?
Nope.
It's not hard enough for me. Next topic.
I tried to get one of the other Cubs, one of the Scouts, to put his sleeping mattress over top of me so that I would not die.
You wanted somebody to sleep on you.
Oh, it worked.
When I was a Girl Guide camp, they used me. We had a tent on a tent frame, but there was some kind of thing. You know, you're having like 9-year-old girls trying to assemble a tent. Couldn't quite get the front entrance to close up. It started raining like hell. They basically used my body to plug the hole.
One time I was in band camp. No, enough of that bullshit. Okay.
On December 30th, 1999, we went up into the woods. We planned for 5 days. You can actually see it on the web.
Why?
Why did we? Because we're crazy.
No, because it was the big Y2K, the world is going to crack in half, collapse.
Get away from
millennium.
Y2K with Ram Radio.
Get away. Yep.
See, that's the thing, eh? Everybody thought, you know, it's the end of the millennium and the end of the world's coming, but they're all wrong. Because it's not the end of the millennium, it's the end of the world's coming next year.
And everybody's
and
already
sold prepared anymore.
Sold
we won't
back
be
their
prepared
generators.
Anymore. Because everyone thought it was the big Y2K bug, but no, really, God is going to kick our ass.
It's nothing to do with computers, huh?
The thing that's getting me now is all these scares.
Actually, it
The thing that's getting.
I know. Don't the Mayans have some sort of? don't they have the end of the world coming up soon?
2014.
Let me check the Jewish calendar. Okay. First things first.
Yep.
A bunch of us went up into the fucking mountains. So we got to leave the background here.
Yep.
Why did we go up? Just in case, because just in case. It'd be pretty cool to get away from all the humdrum and you know the
That's
rioters
right. Have a little vacation.
And stuff like that. I gotta say, I was really disappointed that there was no acts of terrorism.
I was really disappointed that there was no false messiah.
Nothing happened.
All that happened was a bunch of dumb Australians picked up the phone and Boris Yeltsin resigned.
Yep,
I was
that's
pissed.
It.
Not even Vancouver rioted. I mean, Vancouver.
No, did you hear
did
the
you
phone?
See the, did you see the training? Riot. We lost the Stanley Cup. Riot. Did you
hey,
see
the newspapers out? Riot.
Did you see the footage? Like I spent the millennium, partying with Dick Clark and my boyfriend basically, and. And they showed, and of course, like you're watching like CNN and whatnot when they managed to make Vancouver look like the lamest city.
Nothing happened. It's like here's a picture of the city. Nothing's happening. No fireworks.
Yeah. No, they used like a traffic camera or some bloody thing.
That's because no shit, the Vancouver City Police were turning people away from downtown.
Really?
Yes. They shut down the parties that were happening in Vancouver.
It was so
Yeah, but
bad.
You know what? It's so easy and now to go, wow, that was really horrible. They're all fascists. But you know what? If there was the Y2K problems they're expecting, everybody in the world would be going, wow, we should have done what Vancouver did.
Wait a second.
Those big riots that we had
wait
in every city in the world,
wait
really?
A second. Wait a second. We knew there were no Y2K riots anywhere in the world. We're like one of the last cities on the damn planet to get Y2K. We knew by now. We knew by then, okay? We knew by then there weren't going to be any serious problems.
Yeah.
So it's like
once Russia passed over.
Well, yeah, like that was the real frightening.
Everybody
part.
Down here knew that, but like, we were up in the fucking booth.
We didn't know nothing.
At 12,
the radios, the only radio stations we could get were like pop and rock, and they had no news whatsoever.
Past
oh, that
night.
New XFM. Oh,
yeah, we listened to that actually.
11:15 at night. I'm gone.
It's
a sea
box, except no commercials.
Yeah, but yeah, it's nice if you like tapes DJs.
I have to say that basically the Vancouver City Police, as per usual, have become over-fucking-protective and over-fucking-militant. This town is becoming more and more of a friggin' police state, and I'm not even going to get into the rant. You know my opinion.
Yep.
Kill the pigs.
Okay, actually, you want to know the total truth?
What happens if you kill all the cops?
Security guards take over?
I don't know.
No, you think it'd be better if you kill all the cops? We'll kill all the cops.
And then, who
do we kill next?
Hey, look, I'm an anarchist. I want 99% of the planet.
So you want rape, murder, and pillage all the time? 99% of everything is
I just want,
I'm bigger than you, so how about I have sex with your ass? Wait, no, I've got a gun. Bend over.
Give me
that milk.
I just want enough.
You've got milk. I don't have no milk. Look at the size of my gun.
I'll give you some
give
of my milk later. Now just shut up for a second.
Chaos is not all it's turned out to be.
Money has value because people believe in it. It's like food.
Yes,
because people want it to have value, it has value. Mm-hmm. The real value lies in food because I'll fucking cut your throat for food if I'm hungry. But that aside, back to the trip here. First things first, Enki and Sean Kenny, the fucking man, made that trip happen as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, biggest friggin' tent I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was a really good tent, too.
It was fucking, it was awesome. We survived because of that and because of the fact that Enki bought the generator.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Lieutenant Major Zombie?
Hank.
Was that a Lieutenant Major Zombie's giggle? You're so tricky.
Like, why don't you go jerk off in your own feces? Fucking weirdo.
Jerking off in your own feces, and he's a fucking weirdo.
Thank you, Sean, for that pretty picture painted with words.
You should read my book.
Besides, he's been at it for 2 weeks already. He just can't take it.
Get a new set of tweezers. All right. So, actually, want to know something that's really really strange is when we were up there on the mountain, this is what scared me more than anything else. Worse than hearing about riots and shit was we're like sitting up there on the mountain. Midnight goes by. We're listening for the radio broadcast. It comes over that CNN said nothing happened. Not a single thing happened.
We were worried.
Everything's fine. That makes me happened. That made me more worried than hearing about riots. It's like, no. Everything's okay. We're all fine. Nothing happened.
We're all fine. Stay here. How are you?
The immediate thought was, my, how they've learned to manage the news.
Oh, yeah.
I have to admit, that did worry me. No jokes.
It did.
No jokes. I remember we were in the truck with Inky the next day, and yeah. I was talking about that. I was seriously worried when they were saying nothing had happened. I'm not joking. I mean, I was literally worried.
That's right. Stay in your homes, remain calm.
Stay in your homes, remain calm. The nuke is on the way.
That's right.
The only thing that actually scared me more than the fact that nothing happened, because I didn't believe that it was a conspiracy cover, was shitting in the creepy woods up in the mountain.
This was a question we wanted to know.
No.
Where were you shitting? Where were you shitting
downstream.
On the trip? Downstream. Oh, my God.
We're not telling.
Well, let's put it this way. Do you remember that scene where Sean and Jim...
So you and the wolves are responsible for... For the bitch not wanting to drink or touch water in rivers. You and the wolf that she saw in the picture peeing in the river. No, Darcy, I saw the wolf. You can't lie to me.
All right, one quote.
No, it was Ryan shitting in the river.
One quote that's not even mine. Thanks for making the effort to come up. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, no word of a lie. No word of a lie. You don't go outside of the tent at night.
Hey, Cisco Kid and Psycho.
It was nasty. And I'm not talking the weather. I mean, it was fucking like skin-crawling creepy bad.
Yeah, we got a lot of people here.
It was darker than the inside of a cow, like supernatural.
Yeah,
darkness.
You walk outside
Every
and there's no one.
Was walking up and down.
Everybody,
the
okay,
there.
Quiet you.
Hey.
Everybody here who normally has nightmares, please raise their hands.
We've got a lot of people listening.
We have one hand. All those people who were there who had nightmares while they were there, raise their hands. That would be everybody in the tent.
Every person.
Anybody notice the weird circular winds that kept orbiting the tent?
Remember? You guys are all looking at the tent going, oh, that was weird. And I said, what did I say? I said... What happened? And of course, I saw the tent moving around in circles, but I wanted to make sure that that's what you saw.
Yeah.
And what did Sean say? Failed the perception roll again.
Sumerian.
Yes.
Sumerian the atheist.
No.
Why don't you tell us about your nightmare?
Something poked me in the back.
Well, just before that happened,
something
right?
Something poked me in the back. No, yeah, something poked me in the back, and you guys were all like, oh, that was weird, and I'm like, no,
that
was the wind. It was the wind. The wind poked me in the back.
Okay.
It wasn't demons, and I left. How many minutes after that? No.
Very quickly. Yeah, it's midnight, bye.
Thanks, bye, gotta go.
Yeah, but that, you know why I left so quickly? Sumerian really, really, really just wanted to go to sleep, and he really didn't want it to be the millennium. He just wanted everyone to leave so he could go to sleep. He's lying in his bed going, gee, time flies by quickly. I sure would like to get some sleep. I got none last night.
That's right.
The truth of the matter
is... Yeah, that's why I left.
It was all for Sumerian.
Sure.
And Sean...
Not the mysterious creatures.
The one thing...
The
no, that's why I wanted to stay, because I was afraid to leave the tent.
But Sim, yes.
It was Kermy, not Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh. Sim, yes. Tell them about your dream. Well, who does not have nightmares, you who do not believe...
What night was that?
Was it the first night?
The night I didn't sleep.
Yes.
I swear I was awake when this happened. I heard... a demon speak to me in a tongue not of English and in a voice that could not be made by a human. It sounded like it was transformed like that, except speaking, and I quickly went to sleep.
And
forgot all about it.
What did he do? What the fuck did he do?
He went to sleep.
He's sleeping next to my bunk.
I didn't go, Sean, demons, get the gun.
Well, you should have. It's like, I'm going to bed. I'm just nestling down here. Here I am.
All right, invoke Satana.
Oh, that's kind of peculiar to hear that outside my tent. I think I'll go to sleep now. What?
That's because I didn't believe it.
No.
I thought it was a
sleep,
so I went,
I happen to
real.
Have a fucking...
But why would I think that's real?
Because you heard a demonic voice while you're still awake.
I was half asleep.
Yeah,
I thought
you know
I was
what?
Awake, but...
I frequently am sleeping... thinking, man, I really wish I could get to sleep. And then I wake up and go, oh, fuck, I was.
Like, bye, Lieutenant Major.
Hey, sign off. Bye, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
But we forgot to tell
them, bye.
Remember when I showed up?
I'm going to hang up
and
kick you off.
Who was it who ran out the back with the assault rifles? Was it Mike?
Yes, it was. Jan's
sneaking through the mud with the assault rifles because he thought I was the cops. That was a special
moment. Headlights coming down the hill.
I've got to tell you. I've got
the cops!
The head of creepiness happened to me when I went outside to go take a piss.
Never heard Jan sleep.
Did you piss in the river?
I was right across from him. I tried to videotape him snoring, but I couldn't get him.
The thing that happened to me was I happened to have a set of night vision goggles with Jan. When I was up there, don't ask me where I get $7,000 of postmodern tech, but anyway. So I'm up there, and everybody wears a muumuu, takes an assault shotgun, and goes outside, takes a piss wearing night vision goggles when they're camping.
There's a lot of people listening. I'm going to tell them how to get to the IRC.
At least that's sure as fuck how I do it. Anyway, so here I am with my... Now, I've got a Winchester Defender shotgun with me. Pistol gripped with 3-inch double-aught magnum slugs loaded, okay, ready to go.
These will give anybody a bad afternoon.
This is the go fuck yourself. I can tell a polar bear to go fuck himself with a shotgun, okay? So I'm like outside, I'm like, la, 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 taking my piss. I got my MVGs on, and then a dark shape moves in front of the night vision goggles so close that it, like, blocks my whole vision and goes... You know, like that bad, scary, super close camera shit they do in the movies? And you, like, look around really fast, you can't see anything?
Because it's dark.
Because it's pitch black, so you think maybe the optics are fucked? So what happens is you go and you,
It's making a salad with forest mushrooms?
Kurt has an answer for all of our things. So,
that's what it was. Okay.
So, it was the forest mushroom.
I, like, take off the NVGs, and, of course, it's pitch fucking black outside. It's like, Ryan said, darker.
You just don't do that.
Darker and the inside of a cow, right? So I'm like, well, I'll put the goddamn goggles back on, drop my muumuu, and head back to the goddamn tent. Shotgun moo-moo. In hand, and then went back inside like, la, 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 I'm not scared. Everything's fine. I'm very tough.
I'm really impressed with you. Actually, if that had happened to me, I would be shooting.
You were wearing a muumuu. You were wearing night vision goggles,
bang,
wearing a muumuu with
bang.
A shotgun.
Yes.
I think they were scared of you and ran off.
I can't argue.
See, the worst thing for me is I found this great little rock outcropping. Nature's completely back. And you actually have to climb up there, so you got, like, a lot of privacy, and that way you didn't have to share it with anybody.
So you crawled up to a really high point.
Look, it wasn't really high.
For privacy.
Look what Gloom Bunny said. You remember a couple months back what she did? She says, you guys are way too militant. Remember what she did? She took a shotgun to her telephone company and shot up the wall.
Yeah.
Who's normal here? Gloom.
We're militant.
Shut up, please.
Why? Because
she was getting better. Bad service. She took a shotgun to the telephone company.
That's right.
I support what you did, but you don't have a leg to stand on argument-wise.
Well, yes.
So I got, actually, like I was saying, I go up to this little rock outcropping, nature's mother, you know, toilet seat and all the rest of it. So I'm sitting there doing my business, and I got to say, there's something dignifying about doing business in the woods. It's awesome feeling. You got cold mountain air, you're sitting there, it's all right with the world. Until you hear something move underneath you. I'm not kidding, because I looked down and I saw, like, a shape blur from, like, these rocks 10 feet beneath me. And I'm like, finishing business and gone. And that is it.
Honestly, it was probably a weasel going, what the fuck?
This is Brent Radio. This is Brent Radio. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello? Is this, Kermit? You know, it's not time to call in yet.
Douchebag.
Did you have something to say?
Thanks for coming out.
Muffin!
Now, the other really creepy thing, this is kind of funny, and I wish the coma boy, also known as the Flash now, was here to back
me up
on this.
It was amazing.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Somebody said, the lights are coming down the hill, it's the cops. And I didn't even see him.
He obfuscated.
He was gone.
He vibrated through the walls of the tent.
He went past me like 2 feet away, and I didn't even see him move. He went through the wall of the tent that quickly, out into the back of the woods, and there was like ravines back there. It was like crazy. So anyways, day two, it rained the first night.
That was
the
31st.
It was raining and snowing on the second day. Like heavily. And we started, because
snowflakes,
the
size of golf balls.
Like, oh, it was brutal.
Baseballs.
Baseball, dude. Fucking cantaloupes.
But they're slowly coming down.
Yeah, exactly. There was a falling from space. It was really cool. Anyways, we start getting all this water seepage coming into our tent and stuff like that. And considering we're 30 feet from the rapids, we're digging into bedrock. How do we know? Because we broke a couple shovels.
Yep.
I apologize for that to Sean and everybody else that was any
Yeah. You're never playing with anybody's kid again. Anyways, so Jans and I are sitting out there, and we're digging this trench in the back and this runoff and stuff like that. And I kind of look down, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I pick up this little bundle about 8 inches long. And I'm not kidding you. It's this bundle of twigs and, like, grass that's been tied up in baling wire. And I go, hey, look at this. And he stops digging, and he looks at it. And I kind of smile, and he looks around. And looks around. I said, should we show the guys? He's like, no, throw that away. So I throw it over my shoulder and we get back to digging. So I don't know whether it was a practical joke from last people that were there.
So,
or
like, I heard this before, so I know what you're talking about, but I wouldn't know if I
that was a Blair Witch reference.
Right.
So
I didn't see the Blair Witch, so I wouldn't
Neither have I.
Well,
but it was explained.
Yeah,
it was.
I've seen a little bit of the video footage here. It was the Blair Y2K project. Mm-hmm. It's really fucking cold.
Except we weren't sorry, and we were better armed.
We should play Sean Kay's rant on the Blair Witch after that. I think
maybe.
No, that one sucks.
Anyways, the trip rocked. It alternated between raining hard, snowing hard, raining hard, snowing hard, freezing over. Got like a foot of snow the last day. After all the wheat people left, there's the four of us left, and we ate like pigs. And we had like, you know, this 20 proof like blackberry wine. We had like
that
5 liters.
That shit was amazing.
And we cut it with like Sunny Delight made like homemade sangria. And like I had like a liter of the stuff. It was just awesome.
I told you that shit would work with the Sunny Delight, but Mike didn't want to try it when
I was Mike wanted to try it.
Okay, let's not argue.
That's
let's
right.
all be friends.
That's right. Anyways, it ruled. We drank. We ate. We farted.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
I sat in my boyfriend's basement eating French onion soup and pea soup and watching CNN. Party,
you're,
huh?
You're a wild
one. It was monumental, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was memorable.
Yeah.
Year 2000.
Yeah, well, the real millennium's next year. It's just another excuse to have two. You can have two parties.
That's right. Two millennium
one.
Parties.
That's right. That's when all the geeks have it next year.
All the stupid, all the
no, no,
all the
everybody,
people don't have
everybody
to
will have it next
sure.
year. You think? Yeah. You think they won't like jump on the bandwagon to have a big party?
It won't
yeah.
be. Big, it won't be nationalized by the governments the way that this year was.
That's right.
Yeah, but people will actually party because it's not afraid
like
of the end of the world.
Biggest
fireworks
parties, I think.
In Paris next year. I'm like, did you? I guess you guys didn't.
I didn't
see the
Paris ones.
No, they had. They had kick-ass fireworks. They had
the
Eiffel,
from
the
Eiffel Tower
exploding. Yes, I
basically,
saw that.
Basically, yes. That,
what did we have?
Really,
nothing.
We had three.
Vancouver.
I think, honest to God, we went. We looked out on the balcony.
Quiet.
We could see the local fireworks in Langley. You know how Langley parties? We had a mass wedding. But anyways, and then they showed on TV. They show like the dismal little fireworks show they put up in Vancouver. Like first off, it's raining. You know, so maybe that's the reason why they
didn't
have.
Vancouver.
But it was just like I think Langley. Had a better fireworks show in Vancouver, honest to God.
They had a laser show in Clearbrook.
However, I will say one
thing.
Mike Bullard, who I do not like, impressed the hell out of me. I taped the entire year 2000 thing so I could watch it, check it out. I was watching the Calgary one, and so this is on CNN, and you have Mike Bullard.
Mike Bullard was on CNN.
No, because they were just taking on to whatever local channel it was.
Oh, okay.
So Mike Bullard, right at the stroke of midnight, is going, Happy New Year, Canada. That's right, world. It's Canada. We're taking over. We want your stuff. We're the most powerful nation on the earth.
Take the opportunity.
I think I could probably explain the holiday thing. I was flipping through. I was over at a friend's place. While Corey was trying to get champagne off the walls and the roof. Oh, yeah. That big, tall, in his place.
Hey, he opened it, I assume.
No, that was one of our bigger Charbonneau friends. Champagne on the roof. Anyway, we were flicking through. I was closest to the thing, so everybody was yelling, and I was, like, 2 inches away from the TV because that's the only spot where I could sit down and not get champagne. And he watches, like, Egypt.
Hold on. Hi, this is Red Ray. Who is this? Actually, we're sort of a radio station. We have our own music.
Yeah, we play. Can you believe somebody spent money to do that? Oh.
And you were only interrupting me, man. Nobody really important. You must feel like shit. You suck.
I don't even think that's in rotation.
Anyways,
somebody's psycho for you. People can download
champagne.
This stuff here.
Well, basically, yeah, they had, you see, Egypt basically lit up the pyramids, lit up every monument that was older than 3,500 years that you could see, which is pretty much everything, right down to the 7-Elevens.
And then you go over, like, Rome. Just, oh, this tower, that tower, this tower. Nothing crumbled, nothing collapsed. It was pretty good. You go to Paris, say, blew up the Eiffel Tower. Go to London, lit fire to...
the entire river, yeah.
Yeah, the whole river. Like, the front to back. Fire, yeah. Did like a Lake Erie thing. Just some guy up in Newcastle just like threw a button to the river and he was like, all the way down. And then they flip across and you go to each city. I mean, New York City, are like, everybody clenches for about half a second. Well, nothing falls on them. You know, the whole river doesn't turn upside down. The whole island doesn't collapse. They're all happy. There's, you know, you go across city to city to city. Celebrations, famous name people. You get to Vancouver. See, there are New York celebrations, and we get Lou Bega. That's all I saw.
We got Lou Bega, and the other show was at the Science World, and they had some basically some folkies trying to stretch out their jams for an additional 45 minutes.
Lou Bega sounded like he was like had like a mouthful of sand singing the song for like the 16th time in a row.
Yeah, and there was some kind of drunken DJ type hanging all over his shoulder to introduce him. Is it Mambo number 3? No. Is it Mambo number 4? No. Shut the hell up.
Actually, we also apparently had Kiss. Actually,
yes, but we didn't have them on TV.
I know. Can you believe that?
We had Kiss. Vancouver had Kiss for the millennium.
And they didn't put him on freaking TV.
Thing is, though, apparently it was something to the effect of Gene Simmons sort of going, hey, look, it's just about that time, folks. Start counting down. And then the fireworks start going off behind him. And it's just like, oh. But this is why you synchronize watches, kids.
Here it comes, here comes the new year.
But they can't tell time.
Brent R. says we should get a compressor for Christmas.
Oh, Pixie Chick, I'm so sorry.
We've got one, we just haven't hooked it up. It's not being put to use at the moment, so we should hook it up for the station.
Saskatchewan had Kim Mitchell, yeah. Man who proved he did not know more than one verse of the song 1999 by Prince. That was so lame.
It's Kim Mitchell. It's so lame. Kim Mitchell ever actually popular with anyone other than radio programmers because they could write him off as CanCon?
the one thing though is I think there was another factor working against Vancouver was the fact that by the time they get to us, like let's face it, all the major TV networks are managed out of Toronto. By the time they get to midtime transfer us. It's 3 a.m. They've been going for, 24 hours straight. They're bloody tired. They want to go home. They don't really fucking care what goes on in Vancouver because they know most of the continent has gone to bed.
Yeah, it's pretty much us, the Galapagos Islands, Hawaii, snooze. That's pretty much it. Those are the three major landmarks. And maybe Sicily, yeah. Alaska had like a North Exposure reunion or something like that.
Diehards and Insomniacs were watching us.
Just wanted to make sure if one little of those little Hawaiian islands had just gone, bloop, like, we were right, man. That's
but
all they needed.
The best part was sort of talking about the Y2K bug. They're saying, well, nothing seems to have happened. No nukes. No major power system seems to have gone down. But, we'll have to wait and see to just see what the later effects are. And then there's the whole thing about Y2K viruses. Like, no, there's the Y2K bug, and then there's viruses. How exactly do you mix the two? Security flaws that only pop up when the data's screwed up. I'm sorry. I'm completely computer illiterate, and yet I think that's really stupid.
They actually had, no lie, this is at 1:45 Eastern Standard Time. They had a live feed from Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado Springs.
Really?
Just to let us know that everything was okay.
That'll prove it.
The one thing that was cool, thing that was cool about it is apparently they have set up a joint command center for the American and Russian forces, and apparently they're going to move it to Moscow and keep it operated and armed, like, with troops, people in there, so that we don't have any problems between our nuclear stockpiles for the next, until we get rid of our nukes.
And it's in Moscow, so that everybody has to bribe their way in. Goody.
Well, actually, I feel a little bit better about the Russian government now that Boris Yeltsin is gone.
Now that they're no longer being ruled by a bottle of Stalknaya vodka.
No, it's basically Boris, three shots of Stoli in his cheeks, Yeltsin.
However, it should make you sleep well at night to know that the guy who's in charge now is a former operative for the KGB.
However, he may be a former operative, but the thing is when... St. Petersburg basically changed over from, what was it, what did it used to be called before St. Petersburg?
Leningrad?
Yeah, Leningrad. When Leningrad first started to have its democratic kind of turnover right after the Berlin Wall fell. This guy, what's his name? I can't remember his name right now. What is it?
Poutine?
Poutine.
Poutine. Poutine. Named after the Poutine. Delicious French Canadian snack treat.
Fucking loser.
All the carbs.
Looks like somebody threw up their fries into a bowl.
Yeah, and spilled the gravy on it.
That's spelled P-U-T-I-N.
Okay, Putin basically was in the head of the democratic reforms there before the rest of Russia basically went that way. So it makes me feel a little bit better about it.
Of course, as a former KGB officer, he felt that it was his duty to seize control of the democratic process.
Okay, we're gonna get on with the show now. Okay. We're going to phone the movie man because it's 10 o'clock. Yeah. That's when we usually phone him. So
it's not 10 o'clock.
It's 10:10 on the computer.
Yeah, 10:10, not 10 o'clock.
It's around 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock by Great Radio. We always start everything 15 minutes late. It's around.
We're early then.
When we hear an explosion, everybody duck. Remember to keep your mouth open and your ears covered.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, movie man.
Hi, guys.
How you doing this week?
Just fine, and how are you guys?
Oh, pretty good. Seems you survived Y2K as well.
Yes, we did.
That's good. So what do you have for us this week?
Believe it or not, nothing.
Nothing at all. So what did you do for year 2000?
Basically, I called you guys, and I don't know how you guys were doing up in the mountains.
Oh, that's right,
and,
that's right. You did,
we did get a call from him.
Yep.
Other than that, it was a very, very quiet Y2K, because I had to get up and work the next day.
Oh dude, sucks.
No, I know, it sucked. I rang in the new year, watched the time zones change, went across the next, across the country, and then went, well, that's it, part of it.
Yay.
Hey, tons of fun.
Yep.
Had I not been working, I would have been up there with you guys.
Oh, well. That's too bad.
Freezing your ass off.
Freezing your ass off with the rest of us.
Your jerky and your cheese kicked serious ass.
Oh, good. Good. Glad you liked it.
So?
Okay, I don't have a movie review, but big video review videos this week will be Lake Placid and Mystery Men are being released this week.
Okay, so maybe you'll have one next week on one of those.
I did see a film when I just finally had a chance to see this video. Just came out, I guess, like a couple of weeks ago or whatever. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. The Brits do a Pulp Fiction kind of hit, and it is the funniest one of that style of film I've ever seen.
I've not had the chance to see it, but I've heard nothing but good things.
Everybody check this film out. It kicks ass.
Yeah, that would be my I haven't seen it yet video review, is Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Okay.
Sorry I don't have more for you this week, guys, but I will for you next week.
You're not getting paid, so you can do whatever you want.
All right.
Okay, so say the magic words.
What the hell?
All right.
I saw a movie this week. I just saw Fantasia.
Did you?
That?
Ah.
It was interesting. First off, I saw it at the Colostomy. Colossus, the ugly-ass movie theater.
Charlie Brown Theater.
I know. I worked there.
And
for those of you out in radio land, let me describe Colossus for you. Imagine they took one of Bill Cosby's sweaters, you remember that horrible show during the 80s, and made a building out of it.
And put one of Ed Wood's flying saucers on top of it.
That's it.
Anyways, so I went to see this, it's in IMAX.
Yep.
So they stung us, and it's apparently longer than the average IMAX, so they stung us $12 Canadian each to go in.
How long was the movie?
That's 47 cents American.
it was about a little under an hour and a half.
Okay, normal length.
It was interesting. Like they have a couple features where they.
Bye, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dark One.
Later,
bye,
everyone.
Chicken.
And thanks for tuning in for one crazy fucking year. You guys all rock.
Woo, woo, woo.
Even you, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Woo, 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 woo.
Woo.
All right. So, I don't know. It was.
How many segments are there?
About.
Looks like in the commercial
four.
There's more than that.
They did Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and Blues.
That was an interesting one. There was one which was Beethoven's, I think it's the Ninth Symphony.
The Ode to Joy.
No, that wasn't Ode to Joy. It was dun-dun-dun-dun.
Beethoven's Fifth.
Beethoven's Fifth. Okay, I get the numbers mixed up. And they say it was abstract, but it was obviously a story about two cute little triangular butterflies and a bunch of bad, evil black butterflies coming and... It was not abstract.
I actually hear Donald Duck is in it with with a Noah's Ark.
Yes, Noah's Ark. It's sort of unclear actually. He's described Noah as Noah, and yet you can see Noah, the human Noah. So it seems like Donald and Daisy were his assistants.
They were the ducks.
They were the ducks.
No. They check. There's one point where Donald checks in the two ducks and then gives them a funny second look.
Was it a funny second look, or was it supposed to be a funny second look?
Double take. And then there was, what else was there? There was Rhapsody in Blue. There was the last one they finished off was one called The Phoenix. Uh-huh. Basically a sort of allegorical forest fire. And they have this forest nymph that is straight out of Japanese animation. Like wide eyes, huge eyes, little tiny nose, little tiny mouth, heart-shaped face. This is from the company which 2 years ago, when there was the whole Kimba versus Simba Lion King controversy, claims that none of their animators had ever seen a Japanese cartoon.
Yeah.
And they've been working on Fantasia since I went to MGM Studios, Florida, and saw concept sketches for both this movie and Mulan.
Wait a second. You are the one other person who would have actually remembered Simba the White Lion besides me and Brian.
I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen enough online.
There was even The Rock that they used.
Even The Rock, even the annoying bird warden. What other?
The baboon was stolen right out of there. I mean, all of that was stolen from Simba the White Lion, and they didn't pay. I couldn't believe that there was, like, no, what's the term, like, you know...
royalties.
Royalties sued over this. I couldn't believe that they got away with it. It was beyond me.
The problem is does anybody have the rights to it in North America?
Maybe if you check out who actually owns the rights for it, you'll find out Disney bought them out long ago anyway.
Maybe. Me so sorry. Smart round eye.
media conglomerate?
Trying to think of what the other ones were.
What music did they use for the Noah bit?
For the witch? The Noah. Pomp and Circumstance.
Ah, okay.
There was also a short comedy sequence one involving basically a flock of pink flamingos and a yo-yo. And the thing that got me was that they have a display. They had a display in the main sort of hallway.
Boy, yeah.
And they sort of explained that actually this used an innovative watercolor technique for the color. And
pause.
Not even tell.
Hi, this is
Rant
Radio. Who is this?
It's
Hello,
Dead Air.
Rant
Radio.
Thanks for coming out.
Wow. That was worth their 10 cents.
You can always tell zombies calling because he stops typing for like 2 or 3 minutes.
And there was one piece involved whales, which was sort of a combination of CG. The whales were CG.
That looked like
their
a really
eyes,
good one.
Their eyes were hand-drawn animation.
Wow. What new piece did they use for that?
Pines of Rome, not one I was familiar with.
No, I don't know that one either.
No, it was a good one. It's basically if whales could fly. But it would be
I've seen some of the previews of it. I definitely want to go see this film.
Yes, but be prepared. They stung us $12. Like there was a father and his little girl sat down next to us just as the thing was starting, and the little girl had to go right before the movie theater. They don't let you back in once the show starts. I don't know what they did because they left just during the sort of previews section and they weren't let back in. So that's one thing to watch out for with these IMAX kids.
Can I say something then? Obviously, Dad here was a wimp, because if one of those pimply-faced little snot-noses said, you can't get back in...
Because you need to go
like
to the bathroom?
There's like six doors to get into the damn place.
Yeah,
you can't get in.
I would be walking back in, and the pimply little boy would be basically tied into the door handles.
Yes, but like I said, there's about six doors to get into this place. And... The thing that I thought was sort of funny was before this, like they don't have the typical previews in front of IMAX flicks, but they still feel compelled to have 50 minutes of useless stuff. So they had this combination laser show, IMAX demo, and sound demo to entertain us for like the 15 minutes leading up. But damn, your blaster, our ears out twice. Boy, that sucked.
We're now assuming that it's a non-legitimate call.
It's like, look, lasers. Look, we've got multiple speakers. What else was there? And Fantasia had these various celebrities. As instead of having the sort of funny 1950s radio guy voice doing the whole narration, they had all these different celebrities popping in and out. They had Steve Martin. He just wanted to slap the bastard. They had... who else did they?
Coon Bunny Spinks.
They had Bette Midler. They had Angela Lansbury, and they obviously took her photos at too low a green of picture because, my God, she looked like she was made out of dancing ants when you put her up onto the IMAX screen.
So it wasn't with the Gog.
They had and they had James Earl Jones announcing the flamingo number.
Did they actually have the glasses? Is it 3D?
No, it's not 3D.
It's just IMAX.
It's just IMAX. Yeah. Actually, the also we are the Sorcerer's Apprentice, and that looks rather like even though it's probably been digital remastered and fixed and tweaked in many ways.
The original idea what was it 39?
It was it was 1940.
Uncle Walt basically originally came up with this idea. The idea was that this would be a continuing series.
It would be like the Spike and Mike to get new segments in every year and take like favorite segments would stay in and other ones would get cycled
out. Unfortunately, it's taken about 60 years for them to get another one going.
Well, yeah, because a big part of this was that the first one almost destroyed the Disney studios. It cost so damn much money. And you can tell they didn't have to be as labor intensive on this one just because they have computer animation, but you can tell in certain spots that painfully painstaking.
They also have really cheap Korean labor.
Yeah, that's why I noticed that the eyes on the whales occasionally had a little bit of jitter. I thought I was a little unimpressed with that. I'm losing track of what the hell I was saying.
I think you and me, which basically both love this subject, have even had to admit we beat it to death.
Yes.
So I think we should just shut up.
Yes.
So, Dak,
do you
have a gross hospital story?
Yes, I do. I have a gross hospital.
Alrighty.
So,
I have two gross hospital stories. I have a gross hospital story.
Maybe we should just choose.
I have a gross hospital story, and I have a follow-up cute hospital story.
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to find the gross hospital story intro and play it.
Now, once again, it's time for gross hospital stories.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old Uncle Dak telling you horrible stories about what happened to him during the 5 years. 5 years that I spent working at the hospital. And in that time, I saw many disgusting, horrible, and funny things. Going back to a story that I kind of told 2 weeks ago where we were talking about helmet heads.
Oh, yes, okay. Yep.
I continue a story basically about another one of these.
Excellent. There's always a source of good
laughter. Yeah, they
laughter.
Are. Laughter. Basically, okay, so we get this kid in. He is retarded. He is severely retarded. And he's got a monster nosebleed. Now, this doesn't sound that gross, but wait for it.
Yeah.
Now, not only has he got a nosebleed, he's also basically extremely cyanotic. That basically just literally he's not breathing well at all.
He's got a monster nosebleed. It's probably going everywhere.
Yeah, well, basically, not only is the blood running down the back of his throat into his stomach, which we won't even begin to go by why you should not actually drink human blood, even your own. he's basically just... really, really bad. So they try packing it, and it's not working. They're talking about maybe having to cauterize
what
it.
What brought this on, this
monster? That's what they're wondering. They
does
don't
this
know.
Guy need, like, thick gloves? So.
Oh, no. He's not really shoving his fingers up there, but the thing is, when I mean he's a helmet head, I mean literally the kid comes in wearing a helmet. I got the girl on the left over there giving me a look. Like, you're such an asshole.
you were here last show.
Yes, our wonderful.
They were much worse last time.
About the mentally disabled. That was invigorating.
Did I miss it?
No, that was hysterical. It was we had Sean could not finish his story. He was so busy laughing.
Yeah,
you were here.
I was talking about the show. The last time he was just. All the time.
I recorded that show. It's going to be in the archives tomorrow.
I remember now.
Just go to ftp.rantradio.com. It'll be in the archives tomorrow. It's already recorded. Because I thought that show was so good.
Anyhow, So this guy is basically, I said, he's bleeding horribly. They tried, they even think about maybe cauterizing the bleeding, but they can't get it because he's bleeding so deep from his sinus cavities. And not only that, he's showing a lot of, like, pain and discomfort. Now, finally,
not holding back.
Yeah, they finally decide to basically x-ray him, which was a joy. I got to basically wear a lead apron and hold his face in a headlock in front of the camera.
Blood all over the place.
Yeah,
sure,
blood all over my sleeve, all over my arm.
Oh, how long does it take for an x-ray to, like, just go click? Or?
Oh, yeah, just click, sure. But they have to basically make sure that the head
absolutely
isn't moving.
Still.
And with this thing, believe me, it was not. So anyhow, finally they get the x-ray back, and there's some sort of, like, just huge mass shoved up inside there. So they sedate the kid.
Critical S asks, ask Dak why it's bad to drink your own blood. I want to know.
Why is it bad to drink your own blood? What does it do in your stomach? It basically...
I'm not aware. You tell us.
Well, it's virtually indigestible.
Yeah. Yeah, it basically sits into your stomach and literally will block up the, what are the little things that your stomach, the cilia that your stomach uses to absorb nutrients and food?
That would be in the intestines.
Yeah, it basically...
And the bacteria in your stomach just generally don't like it. Actually, one of the popes in the Middle Ages died because they figured feeding his own blood would be a cure for what was ailing him. It just hastened his demise. And the bringing about of choosing a new pope.
They've got this huge mass in there, so they sedate the kid, give him an injection, and then they gas him, and then they go in, make a small incision up under the gums to basically get into his sinus cavities. Now, the genius had shoved so many popcorn kernels up into his own nose.
Popcorn kernels.
Hi, this is Rent Radio. Who is this?
Fix your damn computers, man.
What section, Dave? What did he say?
Fix your damn computers, man.
What's wrong with our computers? Tell us what's wrong with our computers.
They suck.
Okay, they suck. That's a lot of information. Thanks for coming out. In what way do they suck?
Be more specific.
Yay, fuck you.
Are you hearing anything?
No, just pay no attention to him. He's just a...
All right, you're 5 minutes early.
Okay, apparently we've retracted the retarded industry. And this
what's going on tonight?
This is why they're taking such umbrage at my store.
They think
they're connecting with it.
They're happy because we're talking about them.
They feel compelled to phone up.
Kernels in the nasal
dried kernels, he shoved them up his nose. They gone into his sinus, sinus pouches, up in his cheeks. And
like a hamster.
And they swelled from the moisture in there till they burst his sinus cavity. And that's why he's bleeding like a fucking stuck pig out his nose.
So how the hell are you going to suck, vacuum those things out of his sinuses?
They literally cut the sinuses open and remove them, and then stitch them back up.
Oh, God.
So, and believe me, if you want to see something fun, because they didn't trust him to stay unconscious, and this was a local surgery, I got to stay in the room while they basically did this.
They cut open his sinuses while he was awake?
No, he was asleep. Like I said, they gassed the little monster, but they didn't trust him to stay there.
I see.
Apparently he had a number of allergies to some to different anesthetics or something.
Yeah.
So they had to use, literally they were almost using ether on this guy alone.
Yeah.
And it was just a pain in the ass. I mean, it was like among the top 10 annoying individuals I had to deal with. But now, like I said, that was my gross hospital story. Here's my cute hospital story.
Okay.
Getting on the same subject. We have this little girl who was shoved a pebble into her ear. She's like 6 years old.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So she basically got pebbles shoved into both ears.
Pebbles.
Okay. Like literally, there's
didn't
like
stop with one.
No. So they she gets them.
Fun.
The doctor gets them all out, and she's like, you know, not very happy because it wasn't a pleasant, you know, procedure for the little kid. And so the doctor's saying, now we're not going to do that anymore. No. So why did you put the pebbles in your ears? And the kid looks at the doctor like the doctor's stupid. Literally, she looks at it like, because they kept falling out of my nose. Doctor's on the floor, I'm on the floor, two nurses are on the floor, mother's standing there with a look on her face like, My child's retarded.
They kept falling out of my nose.
First thing in my mind, if my kid had done that, would be how small would they make these things?
Yeah, exactly.
when I was a child, I used to eat very tiny quantities of sand because, hey, you need your minerals, right?
That's
a
right.
A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, folks.
That's right. That's great.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Infaloop. Billy, that is the actual word I was looking
sure.
for.
Oh, Let him in. Let him
1 minute early.
Let him in.
Hi, this is Rent Radio. Who is this?
This is the fucking man.
Hey.
You're a minute early, the fucking
don't,
man.
Don't.
Just give me 1 sec.
Don't hang up on him.
I gotta get Sumerian to repost my ICQ number on the MIRC.
Okay.
So that Gloom Bunny and Critical S can get the number and resend the authorization requests.
Okay.
Okay, do you have the ICQ number handy, or should I just say it now?
No, I've got it. You can say it, too.
Okay, if you have my ICQ number, anyone who wants to get on a weird and crazy offer, get in at 161-495-90.
And it is posted now.
And it is posted, so...
Pixie Chick has a... Sorry, Sean.
Did you have anything else to say?
Just what the hell...
Pixie Chick has something on there that actually grosses me out. Her mom's sinus fell through her gums when she was having a tooth pulled once.
How does that work?
Because your sinus cavities are right above your teeth.
Whoa.
So
how can an opening fall through your gums?
It's not an opening. It's basically, they're basically like pouches.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're pouches up in the tissue, so I can see that happening, and I find that very fucking gross. That's one on me, and I would rather not see that one happen.
Oh, and they poke it back up there.
I had a root canal done, and the doctor had frozen the wrong tooth. And he's, like, going through it, and I'm telling him I can feel it, and he's like, well, you know, you're a 9-year-old boy. What the fuck do you know type attitude?
You're not feeling pain. I know you're not feeling pain.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know better than you.
Yeah, so he continues to drill, and basically I broke his chair. I pulled one of the arms up and passed out.
And you were 9.
My dad has dental work without anesthetic because he thinks the anesthetic makes it worse.
Your dad
makes it worse.
God love him. Is a crack monkey. Okay?
I've never had dental work, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I've met your father. He seems like a nice man. I had no idea he had these problems.
I think it has something. I think, honestly, I think what it is like when he was a kid, he had like major cavities. I think he's just basically got no nerves left in his teeth. So he's just trying to mitigate, you know, like, I don't know. He just says, I don't feel any pain. It's just kind of hot from the drill.
Did you read that, what Bryn R. posted?
Yes, I read that one.
Friend was a nurse, had to extract 4 few-month-old tampons from a woman with a pair of forceps.
What, you just forget that last one is in there? Fuck!
It just stopped, oh well. Biodegradable. Does it say in the instructions to take them out?
It says to make sure to remove the last tampon at the end of your period.
They got to print that bigger, I guess. They got to print it bigger.
Whenever you get a package of tampons, you guys are not aware of this. You get like a sheet of paper, which is like all tiny, tiny print with little stuff like that. You know, like your tampon cannot get lost inside of you. Remember to remove it. Do not cut off the cord.
Oh, there's a string loose on this.
It was dangling. I just got it when I was shaving, you know. Actually, considering her friend was a nurse, or Bryn R.'s friend is a nurse, I believe the story because I've seen some of the people that come in, and
they don't have any sense.
When you say dregs of society, you have no fucking clue. Some of the, like, you know, real, you know, genetic top dogs that we basically
have. They'd have to move up the social ladder to live in a trailer park.
Yeah, exactly.
How would 4 tampons fit in there? What? Oh.
Don't. This is a girl.
Fit in there. Like, is she an idiot? Sorry, Pixie Chick, but oh my gosh.
Tampons
really aren't all that big, and they kind of squish. You have to squish to get in there, and I'm sure they squish.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Sorry. Don't.
That's the one sound I would have
associate with tampons actually would be squish.
Can we change?
I don't associate sounds with tampons.
Poor babies. Oh, the men can't handle talking about tampons. Oh.
Not really.
Shut up or I'll talk about somebody cutting off their crotch again, okay?
I don't think that would bother her. That would bother us.
Yes.
I was one of the older ones.
Pixie Chick continues. Well, I couldn't fit four tampons in my muffin. Oh. Wow, that's great.
Pixie Chick hasn't gotten around, I guess, eh?
That's, no. That's what I like. You know,
I can't remember what age she is, but I don't know. Yeah. Oh, here's a good...
Trust me, love, you'll be surprised what you can fit in that.
Here's a good... a good news story. I'm just going to do this one. The stupid lawsuit of the week. This is called... Let's see, what did it say on here? Universal Studios Haunted House Too Scary Caused Emotional Distress.
Oh, my God.
Haunted House is too scary?
Yeah, think about it. Why are you
what
going in this?
What the hell?
A woman suing Universal Studios contends the theme park operator's annual Halloween Horror Nights Haunted House attraction was too scary and caused her emotional distress. The lawsuit by Cleanthe Peters, 57, also seeks compensation for injuries she said she suffered when visiting the haunted house with her 10-year-old granddaughter in 1998. Peters' lawsuit contends that she and her granddaughter were approaching an exit and an employee with a chainsaw, minus the chain, chased them towards the exit, causing them to slip on a wet spot on the floor. After they fell, the lawsuit says the employee continued his attack, crouching over them and thrusting the chainsaw. The ordeal left the two with unspecified physical injuries and inflicted extreme fear, emotional distress, and mental anguish, which seeks $15,000 in damage, which is actually
okay,
not too bad
thinking,
for a lawsuit.
They didn't pick her up and put her in the haunted house and say,
yes, but I don't,
this is a real, you know, you're
honestly,
really going to be killed here.
I don't think that's part, that doesn't sound to me like it would be part of the normal routine.
Regardless, it's not real.
I've been in haunted houses they come after you with
come
stuff.
After, if basically, however, the one thing I have to say
once somebody trips, I think you should let up a bit.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the ground going, a little
you
extreme.
You enjoy your work a little too much.
Am I alone here thinking they got their money's worth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So,
however,
I
would
be paying more for that.
I wouldn't want to basically be with this group. We went into one of the houses and somebody came after us with a chainsaw.
Clack, clack, clack. All the knives come out.
The guy would look like a pincushion.
Yep.
He'd be wearing his pants.
Look, I got a chainsaw. They got more steel with me. I'm leaving.
So that's the stupid lawsuit of the week. There's always one of them.
Are we going to do the penguins in safety sweaters story from Slash Dog?
I don't have it marked down, but you can explain it to our listeners.
All right. Well, if you're all familiar with...
I did see it, though.
If you're all familiar with Linux, the logo is a little penguin. The reason why it's a little penguin is because Linus Torvalds, on a trip to Australia, got bit by a fairy penguin. A fairy penguin is a little, tiny, extremely cute penguin.
It's the smallest penguin in Antarctica.
Spider monkeys of the penguin family.
Yes, they're itty-bitty little things, and there's a certain spot in Australia where, you know, you have to watch them sort of migrate towards their young to feed them every night, and apparently it's just the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life. Well, the cute little penguins are in trouble. There was some schmo released a bunch of oil in international waters, and the little penguins got oil slicked real bad. So they're trying to clean up the penguins. So the thing is, if they groom themselves, they've still got oil on their feathers.
Yep.
So they have to keep them from basically habitually grooming themselves. So how do they do this? Well, they have to find some barrier to keep the penguins from grooming themselves. So they've got the penguins in sweaters, little tiny pingy sweaters.
And that actually works.
Apparently, yes, it does.
Wow.
They're not smart enough to figure out how to get them off. And frankly, imagine trying to get a sweater off with flippers? Yeah, it doesn't really work. You've got this, it's just absurdly cute, this tiny 4-inch tall looking penguin in a sweater. They have links to photos over at Slashdog.
And you were saying something about getting bit by a fairy penguin?
Yes. apparently Linus Torvalds, I'm presuming, got bit on the ass by a fairy penguin.
Brannar says, no, the Torvalds story was a fake. He just liked the penguin as a cute mascot.
Well, someone on Slashdog had a link to a story which was quoting the guy as saying, yes, this is how it happened. I was on vacation in Australia.
Who knows?
Then again, Linus Torvalds is so damn pale. He doesn't look like he's ever been to any place that has sun.
Out of the basement.
Well, yes. Can I ask you a question? Please consider me totally fucking ignorant. Yeah. Who is Linus Torvald?
He's basically the primary architect of the Linux
operating system.
Ah, okay.
He's competitor to Windows.
He's a net god. He's worshipped by millions of
Remember, people. I am a
Luddite.
I am a Luddite and proud of it.
Self-confessed Luddite.
Well, this is the guy who's sort of bringing together an operating system which may not blue screen once every
two hours.
By the way,
do know what Linux is.
You're allowed to call in now?
Oh, yeah, everyone call
in. Call in.
And
533-9191.
Yeah, don't call that number in your
unless
local
you're
area.
A retarded
you will be
moron.
Abused, but you will not automatically be hung up on.
Yeah, if you say something.
We may listen to you momentarily if you've got something entertaining to say.
Entertaining doesn't have to be interesting, just
doesn't
entertaining.
Have be, doesn't have to be, you know.
You're plenty loud.
Here's a hint. Dead air is not entertaining.
Yeah, phoning up and just going.
Dead air while you curl away and sticker. Crazy.
Yeah, say something interesting. Say your name. Say what you did today, if it's interesting.
Say where you live.
So we're gonna
Tell us what you did.
Don't give them too much.
Hey, how about that? Tell us what you did for Y2K.
Don't give them too much.
I'm gonna explain what's going on with the 800 number while we're waiting for people to phone.
Yeah, when the fuck are we gonna get this?
There's a story. There's something going on. So just one second. I'm gonna put the phone number. Play the little ditty. Some dumb thing we made up.
It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
I totally thought that it was...
Call in right now.
Hi, this is Red Radio. Who is this?
This is Infaloo.
Hey, Infaloo.
Hey, and this is a little comment about the Linux Penguin.
Okay.
It actually wasn't the mascot of Linux until the second version of it. Before, it was a platypus.
Oh,
really,
so
a platypus?
The original story involved a platypus.
The kernel version, like the actual heart of the operating system, had its own little mascot. Like, there were some that were like gopher and some that were like platypus, and then they just keep on, and there's like weirder and weirder animals, like chinchilla and stuff. So they decided on the penguin after some person submitted the, like, a penguin in a contest or something.
Yeah.
As well as the stupid little story about Linus Torvalds getting bit in the ass by a penguin.
Don't hang up on it. So what did you do for New Year's?
I did nothing for New Year's. I was stuck up here expecting something to happen in Prince George.
Prince George.
Oh,
taking
dude.
A boat people would revolt or something.
Don't hang up on him.
Yeah.
Just ask him if he has
that
anything
didn't
to
happen.
Say.
Do you have anything else to say?
Get him to say what the hell.
Not
come
really.
On.
So what the hell.
All right.
Just what it was Drex. It wasn't we found this guy boring. It's just Drex couldn't go that long without pushing the off button.
he likes that beep.
He's an off button addict. He's yesterday a little spink.
So what's happening with the 1-800 number? It's a 1-877 number, actually. I'm getting it through AT&T, and I phoned them up about 2 days ago. 3 days ago, and I asked them, could you connect me to the person that I was talking to? I got their extension number, and they said, no, we can't connect you to them, because they're really busy, and they're not taking anybody's phone calls, because they're just too busy with 1-800 numbers, and they said, nothing's happened with it, phone back next week. So they're just processing it. They have to send me the forms. It's such a simple thing. It's like 8 cents a minute. There's no, it's such a cheap thing. Yeah, they haven't sent me the forms in the mail. That's all I need is forms, so I can fill them out with my name.
Is there some place you could actually go to actually get these forms and go, look, give me the fucking forms?
You may be right. I should just go down there.
And go, look, I want
give me the forms.
Give me the friggin' forms.
So
I'll
wait
all upside your head.
I'll wait till next week.
Nobody
I'll
has
phone
to
them.
Die. I
just
want
the forms.
So I'll wait till next week.
You
I'll phone
got
on
our friend Gloom Bunny.
Yep, she's got a shotgun. So I'm gonna phone on
she's
Wednesday.
She's done this kind of thing before.
I've done this to telephone companies before.
That's right. So we'll phone in. I'll phone in on Wednesday, and if they don't have anything together, I'm just gonna go in physically. Too bad, Rude is dead.
Are we going to archive this show tonight, Gloom Bunny? I don't know. We're running.
Eventually, I archived last episode. It's not up yet. It'll be up tomorrow. So it's a really good episode.
Also, though I agree there are certain parts of the video for security reasons cannot be shown.
Oh, of the Y2K thing.
The Y2K.
Some of that will be up.
When are we going to have some pictures? Like, just
pictures.
At least the digital pictures should go up. I mean,
that's Anki. I have to get those off Anki. And I will put those up.
Beat them in. I mean,
that's what it takes.
Well, I mean, he may be into that, but let's not go any further.
And there's the phone number again. So the phone line is open. Gloom Bunny, you can phone in 1-604-533-9191.
Shameless plug alert.
See a shameless plug. This show is brought to you by some places.
Whoa, that's nice. Hi, this is Red Radio. Who is this?
This is Michelle. Is Helen there?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, you're calling in.
You're live on the internet.
No, I don't want to be.
In front of the possibility of 6 billion people.
Or I'll hang up on you.
Yeah, you probably will anyway.
Helen is here, but it's actually phone-in time right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for another.
Bye.
Don't hang up on her yet.
14-year-old stoners in Louisiana.
So
are right now.
In 15, she is here, and in 15 minutes, you'll be able to talk to her.
Okay.
So say what the hell. And we'll hang up on you.
What the hell? Bye.
All right.
You know, for like basically a girl who's actually dating the head of the Rant Radio station, don't you think she should have a better what the hell?
That was pretty good.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, that sucked.
Okay, it sucked. She'll have to work on it then. I'll tell her that.
Give her a break.
This is her first one.
She's
her first time.
She's dating the head of the radio station.
Maybe she'll phone back now and make it better.
Hi, this is Red Radio. Who is this?
Hello, it's
Mr.
Red
Silence.
Radio. Who is this? Thanks for coming out.
See, that's so good. You gotta say something. Say your name or swear or something. Shout your head off.
Like Jesus. I mean,
yeah.
It's only 10 cents or whatever. But I mean,
if you don't speak up fast enough. People hang up on you. I have personal experience when I was trying to call for medicine. I only had $3 in change.
Or at least breathe heavy. Like, that guy wasn't even an obscene phone call.
Lieutenant Major Zombie kept calling in, like, constantly all night. So I just hung up on
everyone.
Emma just kept hanging up, and apparently...
You didn't even listen anymore. It was just annoying.
Yeah, I said I was going to call. And I said what time I was going to call.
Have to admit, we flubbed that one.
Yeah, we did.
We owe you an apology.
It wasn't even me being a big dink. Everyone supported me, amazingly enough.
I understand that, but...
Yes, I have to agree. Basically, the Lieutenant Major Zombie was an unusually annoying little turd bucket that evening.
Yes, he was. Yeah, phone lines are open.
Yes.
So what are we going to talk about?
I got one.
What do you got?
This came up a couple of times when they were talking about, like, rancid tampons and stuff like that. I immediately thought...
Let's get back to that subject.
We need to get back to that. We didn't fully explore the tampon issue.
Well, no, it's an interesting little tangent from that. I immediately started thinking about Ricky Martin.
See the connection.
This is what came to mind. You may know that there's... Well, I guess I was listening to X, and not having all the... X is actually a decent radio station.
It's better than the Fox.
It's like an alt-rock. It's for anybody that...
Only just.
In like
isn't there only like 100 Morgan songs on
all.
There that they just
yeah.
basically...
Yeah, when
it
first...
I
hear it 8 hours a day at work.
It is officially evil because it is owned by Rogers.
Is it?
Yes.
But anyway, no wonder there's a new radio
station.
Okay, but sorry to interrupt, but I don't care if the radio station sucks. They play a lot of Matthew Good and different Matthew Good songs all day, so
and Beasties.
I love it.
And Beasties.
But they play Veronica and Ladies and they suck.
Damn.
You've been interrupted.
We will let you put your story on. Don't worry, we promise.
Hi, this is Rent Radio. Who is this?
This is Gloom Bunny and Nikki.
Hey, Gloom Bunny! The return of Gloom Bunny.
Okay, don't think that just because we're cheering that you don't have to say something interesting.
Oh, I know I have to say something interesting. You know what I sent you on email?
What
did you send?
Pictures of my tits.
Really? So we'll put that up on the listeners' page.
Why are you taking pictures of your tits?
I didn't take them.
Okay.
Why do you have them? Why do you have pictures of your tits?
Who took the pictures and why do you have them?
Nikki took them so we could scare somebody.
And they're scary, too, huh?
No, they're not. Well, they're really big.
How is this scary?
I'm in Seattle. People I met off the internet.
You're in Seattle.
The people I met off the internet, which is really dumb.
They're in Seattle?
You like, just went to go meet people you met off
the internet, actually, but still.
You went to go meet people you met on the internet, is what you're telling me.
Did you show them the pictures of your tits?
Or did you show them the flyer?
They took the pictures of my tits.
They did. Oh my god.
Yeah, Nikki took the pictures of my tits.
Gloom bunny, gloom bunny, gloom bunny, gloom bunny.
Is Nikki a person you met over the internet?
Pictures on my ass.
Is Nikki licking your carpet, or what's going on here?
Not licking my carpet, but she licked my cheek earlier.
Okay.
So she's working her way down.
This is the giant emergency brake being pulled. Okay?
No, this is interesting.
This is good for ratings.
This is good for ratings.
Okay, what you do now is you sit on your speaker.
Can I get I remember that movie.
I never saw it.
I'm in a weird mood. I haven't seen daylight for the whole time I've been up here.
How many drugs are you on?
I'm not on any drugs.
Just the sleep debt.
Naturally high.
I'm naturally high. I'm on, sleep debt because I seriously have not seen daylight since I've been here.
Welcome to the
have you been
Northwest.
Locked in a basement?
Now, Gloom Bunny, that funny white stuff you're seeing falling from the sky, that's snow. You don't snort it, okay?
It only snowed once, and it hasn't snowed again.
Occasionally, there's very rarely we get this large yellow globe of light popping up in the sky. We're not really sure exactly what it is, but it probably isn't going to show up the whole time you're here.
We scatter like roaches.
We heard rumors of it, yes.
So what did you do for Y2K?
I came to this guy, I met off the internet's house, and I had sex with him.
Did you? Was it good?
Huh?
Was it good?
Yeah, pictures of that?
Yeah, do you have pictures of that, too?
No, we don't have pictures of that.
Oh.
Was he any good?
Nikki says they're going to.
Was he any good, though?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so were you screaming or what?
Yeah, we were in his, friend's room, too.
I think she's lying.
He opened the door.
Oh, she's not 13. She's actually one of our adults.
Who's crazy.
Is she?
Yeah.
I can't remember what age she is.
How old are you again, Gloom Buddy?
I'm going to be 19 on the 25th of January.
Yeah, you're actually closest to being one of the actual adults that actually shows up on this idiocy.
Yep.
Don't worry, I think I've got you, three new listeners.
All right.
We owe you that.
We did have a lot of listeners tonight.
Did you have to sleep with them all to get them to listen? Or
I'm not as... Well, yeah,
working her way through the Pacific Northwest.
So you're saying you're
one of them. So I might sleep with Nikki, you know.
Yeah, try sleeping with some girls. We need some girl demographics.
Taunting me.
Try and sleep with some girls. We need some more girls on the show.
So you said you're just down in Seattle, eh?
3 hours drive.
3 hours drive. Is it worth it, Dak?
Are you going to be there long enough to come to the What the Hell show next week?
Are you going to come to the What the Hell show next week?
I'm going to ride to the What the Hell show next week. I might be able to come.
Well, we're not
picking.
Catch
a bus.
I was going to say, with the amount that you seem to put out, you shouldn't have any problems getting
what's
up
the date?
Here.
What's the date?
Next week on Sunday. What's the date?
That would be the...
At 7 days.
16th.
16th?
That's the day right after I leave to go back to Texas.
Oh. Does she sound like she has a Texan accent? She doesn't sound like she has a Texan accent.
Yeah, why don't you sound like a Texan?
Did I sound like a Texan when I called before?
No. We're wondering why you don't.
Because I was living in Arizona for the past 5 years before I moved back to Texas.
Is that an Arizonan accent? I don't know what one sounds like.
Why would Arizona not have an accent?
People in Arizona have this accent where they mumble over the word like this a lot, and it really sounds really bad.
Oh, you sound like you're from British Columbia. You sound just like us,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you speak rather clearly.
I know. That's because I'm, crazy.
You're actually, I think the word you're looking for is educated in America.
Okay, now what?
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 So did you have anything else to say?
What the hell?
All right, she knows. She knows the drill.
Oh, they're a pro.
She is a pro. She's a very dedicated listener. So if she says, I don't know, she's going to be hung up on.
Well, basically,
if you don't have anything to say, you say, what the hell?
I can say we did miss her while she was gone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's a very good listener.
Gloom Bunny, we still want to see the pictures.
We need your car.
We still want to do the 3DRML images of your car.
So get a camera, sit in the middle of your car, and take pictures all the way around 360. I'll make it.
Wait, because if you notice, Gloom Bunny pinged Nikki and Nikki Head. I think is
she has probably had to get off the phone, off the internet.
I think she's not on
cable. So we'll wait till we see her back on there.
Turn my mic up.
You're on crack. It's totally loud. No, you get excited.
You go, just swallow it like you normally do.
What are you threatening?
I'm going to keep talking about it until the end of the show.
What's different about that?
No, no.
I'm going to keep talking about it.
Oh, that's not going to work to your advantage.
Yeah, but see, now you've given me the secret of which one is mine.
Glue money.
Wait a minute.
Glue
okay, there I am.
Come on. You can hear how much louder you are.
Ignore
yeah, but
now
okay, hold it over here.
Volume level to
okay, Glue
okay,
Bunny.
Glue Bunny, you've got to send us the pictures of your car. We still want to do the VRML images of your car because it sounds like the coolest car to ever exist.
We
talking about this before.
Yes.
Please send
sit in the middle of your car, take a picture, make sure they overlap, and I will make a 360-degree VMRL of your car. I have the program.
Yay.
People go on the internet and go around, because did you hear the description of her car? It's on the internet under listener's speak or something.
All right.
Looks like
is that on the webpage?
I don't remember that.
Yes,
did
she,
we get
she,
one?
She got one photo of her car, and it basically looked like something God had condemned.
Wow.
It was really cool.
I don't remember that.
Okay, but where
I
is
guess
that
it's,
picture?
It's somewhere. I wouldn't delete something
I
like that.
I remember seeing, like,
yeah,
this,
like that promo.
Like, those things are cool. It was reminding me, like, when I was in Edmonton, we saw these guys that were cruising up and down the street in this station wagon they converted. They had some kind of, I think it was a giant cannon-looking thing off the top, and it was like shooting little bursts of flame out at the front of it. It was all painted black. It had like various anarchist slogans painted all over it. And when I was stood on the sidewalk saying, "What the hell is that?" the guy answered me with a megaphone.
Wow.
What did he say?
Oh
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Like the effect of urban assault vehicle.
Urban assault
yeah,
vehicle.
Yeah, cruising up and down Wade Avenue in Edmonton. I want to see Gloom Bunny's car because it sounds.
It sounds amazing.
I wish I had a car. I could go places. And I wouldn't have to take fucking transit.
You can put all little Japanese characters all over it.
Things here. Was it
on the dash?
The car.
What?
Little bouncy ones that go like this. All day long.
It's
a little potpourri.
And I couldn't drive it.
Cologne in a car.
Smelling suspiciously like gasoline. It smells stronger.
So how did
every
you get
time
here?
We drive here. Got my dad to drive with me in the van.
Oh,
so
really?
So you're getting picked up, or you...
Derek, Anki's going to give me a ride back.
You've revealed his secret identity.
Yeah, anybody who listens for longer than that.
It gets everyone's
secret everybody's
identity.
Secret identity around here. Oh, my God, that was a moment of silence
anyway,
in this place.
Like,
wow,
like I was saying,
no, there was a sigh.
That's why I bring all these people in. So
like I was saying.
People can fill
go
in
ahead,
the dead
ahead,
air.
Go ahead,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, back
I'm
going to
get this story done 30 seconds at a time. You guys have to stay
30
seconds in the
stories.
Tampon, Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Yes.
Basically, connection. Basically thanks to a new radio station or two, I have had two full days, maybe even going on a week, I guess, of, like, Ricky Freeze time. And I realized what a fetid, rotting little... punk he is. most particularly, this is how pointed it got. Listening to that horrible first thing that came to my mind, okay, everybody think back to, like, Wonderful World of Disney. Think of, like, Ranger Rick and the Bears. First you get a sack, put it on your back, bomb, bomb. Then you get a rag, put it in the bag, bomb, bomb.
I remember that.
That's the first thing that came to my mind, and to be honest, it was the only thing that kept me from going completely insane in the first 45 seconds I heard that song. I immediately thought of the big fat guy. And that's it.
And
then picture
Donald Duck and the Big Bear doing it.
Yep,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a great fucking impersonation.
I actually worked for Disney in the 1920s. The part that got me, this is what I think about Ricky Martin, and just about anybody under 14 is going to want me dead, and so what? I'm going to be a teacher.
That's not in our demographics.
I'm
going to
be a teacher in about 16 months, so fuck y'all. I'm going to be teaching you reality in about 2 years, so live with it. Anyway, I thought, you know, Ricky Martin, in the processing a normal song, getting it from, like, some guy running on the back of a napkin to some guy...
Because that's where those songs start.
Well, okay, yeah.
The better ones, the one
yeah.
hits. You know?
Instead of the ones that are spat out of a computer. From the writing of the song to the final payment of cocaine to the guy on Zed to play it, put it on heavy rotation, it goes through sound engineers, writers, rewriters,
right.
Promo guys, all kinds of shirts, and nobody
heard that song and obeyed their first instinct, which was to reach across and put two fingers in Ricky Martin's eyes. At no point, when it was passed from one person to the next person up the food chain, nobody went, no.
Okay, you want to
bad, happens
bad
with Ricky.
You know why?
All
because
the time.
You want to know why? Because nobody really cares what he sounds like.
It's the money.
He's getting there on the merits of his ass.
That's right.
No, but it was such
Shake
an easy thing. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, even down to the guy who, like, loads the blank CDs into the CD-O-Matic.
These
and
are
went,
no
like,
good.
It's like, shake your bomb, bomb.
Snap.
This is
the gold CD.
This is all that it could have taken to stop Ricky Martin. This is all it needed. This is all it needed. This one glorious moment.
What are you...
No, Ricky.
Let's speak...
What are read those lyrics back? Again.
Wait
shake
two,
your box.
Wait
read it again. Shake... No, read it again.
What do you expect
no.
of an evil that
read
was born
I don't want
of, the film
of Menudo? Well, let's be honest. Ricky Martin in 2 years will be a washed-up crackhead, and there will be all
talking.
New.
No. That's gentle tea talking.
Oh. No, Ricky Martin will be president of the United States in 2 years. He's going to run on the just barely able to vote ticket, and he's going to win. And the GAP will start clothing the army.
Walk the vote, folks.
And rock the vote. Yep.
It's not going to be like I don't know, but I've been told everybody in the armies and corps. No. And listen, anybody out there, activism has a new sound.
Yes.
You see anybody doing 30 seconds of anything stupid?
Slap
all it needs, small, tiny. Never mind shooting schools up. Tiny, tiny, discreet measures of violence is all you need. You don't need bullets. You just need like just.
The back of your hand.
The front of your hand is where all the calluses are. All you need.
It's under Lexner's talk, Globe Buddy.
It's so simple. You know, Canadians, we're too polite. We can't do that. We can't just all come across.
So all,
you know,
all our listeners in the States, do it, please.
Oh,
that's where all the crap
bit,
usually originates
just
from.
Just a little bit.
There is plenty of Canadian crap,
yes,
trust
but it
me.
Doesn't
oh,
pass
I know.
Past the border.
That's true. Though we do have to basically thank, Seattle has to thank us for ruining their Y2K celebration by basically allowing Ahmed Ben Cuckoo to run across the border bearing explosives and everything else.
And yeah, so now we have to. So now, because of this, we have to deal with fucking 3-hour lineups at the border because they want to bloody
strip search your car. Yep.
Yeah, but more importantly, we should once again apologize for Brian Adams.
He's not Canadian. He
lives that once the show.
He hangs out with
doesn't he live in Paris?
I think we also have to apologize for William Shatner, Jim Carrey,
Alanis
Morissette, and Celine Dion. We have a big
fucking.
Don't you be dissing Captain Kirk?
We have a big fucking apology.
I think he was dissing T.J. Hooker. Actually,
that hair was fucking frightening. I swear to God, there was this one episode I tuned in one evening. And he is, like, strapped onto the front of a car. The car is going around curves at, like, 80 miles an hour. His hair is not fucking moving in the breeze.
Magic hair.
Yeah. Girdles made that man's
Did you ever see that thing on the comedy channel?
Yes, his hair.
The hair thing? The evil hair on the comedy channel of Captain Kirk?
Yeah, Shatner's hair. Yep.
That was great. And it's the end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
End of the show as we know it.
So
it's the end
and
of
we
the
just
show
missed
as we
pee on me.
Pee on me.
Pee
oh.
on me. Just join.
Look at this demographic that we're missing here. Pee on me. Thank you for joining us, Pee on Me.
Unfortunately, it's the end of the show. You tuned in at exactly the wrong time. Come back in,
next.
In 23, 7 days.
22 hours.
I want to try exercising something here. Okay.
So 6 days and 22 hours.
Okay, pee on me. Think about your name. Think about the mental process that led you to bring to that name. Okay, think really hard about it. Keep it in your mind. Don't think about anything else. Okay? See how well that worked? Think about
it
more.
I'm sure
it's amazing. Gentle G has basically started a revolution, a silent, quick backhand
almost,
revolution.
Almost silent.
Almost silent. What is the sound of one hand slapping an idiot? It's kind of a Zen cone.
That's right. So, Brent R., Critical As, Gloom Bunny, and Nikki Infaloop, Kurt Burt, Lego, Pee on Me, Rabid Puppy, and Shaz Bordes hung on to the end. Thank you for listening, and we're going to go
Did
around
you say
the room.
Gloom Bunny and Nikki Head?
Yes. Gloom Bunny and Nikki Head. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, Nikki Head's with her.
Yep, that is excellent. And
anyone else who might be in the sound of our voice and didn't bother to actually come on to the
IRC.
IRC.
Because
very
we didn't tell you how.
Because we didn't tell you how the whole show.
So,
go www.rantradio.com and then click on chat.
Don't make me break out the backhand.
And click on chat. Click on chat.
But don't do it now. Do it.
It was not a bad show, Critical S.
No, we haven't looked at your pictures yet.
No, we're doing a show.
We're
going
to have to
put
them up on the page.
We will look at you. We will look at your pictures, we promise.
Strange in horror.
Yeah, we will check out your Hooters.
Yep, and post them. Front page, splash page on Rant Radio.
Well,
how about
nice
that?
If, for a month. Frankly, Gloom Bunny, it will be good because that means that... That means that Sim here might actually update the webpage, because frankly, he
hasn't done much since you left. That's going to be my incentive, is to put her breasts on the internet.
Yeah,
I think
that's
our incentive. No,
I've almost got the stuff ready. Okay,
all right,
so
bye.
Who's in the room?
So it's basically goodbye.
Say bye, because we lose like
it's
people.
It's goodbye from Dak.
Goodbye from, huh?
Goodbye from Drexel.
Goodbye from the bitch.
Goodbye from the girl on the left.
She's on the left.
Goodbye from the
artist.
The artist, formerly known as Gentle G. If I show up next week, I'll have like the graphics ready and everything.
And your new name?
I have to find it.
Your new name?
It's just graphics. Artist formerly known as Gentle G.
That's it. That's pretty much it.
And he has a symbol to represent.
You're going
to
be known as the artist formerly known as Gentle G.
That just doesn't work on radio.
And then just the artist.
I think that comes.
Then the, then T, then nothing.
Thank you. Yeah. That works. You guys got to work. I have a camp. Come get my
new name.
Video.
Smackdown video.
1995 plus shipping and handling. How to smack down stupid people.
Rant Radio dollars.
That's Rant Radio dollars. That's right.
By the way, we still have an outstanding reward for the head
of
John Bunnell.
John Bunnell.
Sheriff John Bunnell. On television, I've hated as much as this human being.
He's annoying. Anyway, here's the outro. Thanks for listening. Tune in 6 days and 22 hours.
That's all, folks.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.